Welcome back to another PBR Minute. This is Nick Frazier here with Justin McBride, the head coach of the Nashville Stampede. Justin, how are you today?
Hey, doing good, Nick. How are you?
Doing pretty good. You know, looking at the standings from this past weekend, probably not the best outing from the Nashville Stampede, but what can you look at from this weekend going forward into the next week into Brooklyn?
Well, not the best is one way to put it. It was a really a disappointing showing. You know, we come off of a really good weekend, a 2-0 weekend, winning both bonus rounds in Duluth the week before, and we go to Florida and we were bad. I mean, there's no other way to put it. We were just bad. You know, some of the guys were really competitive and had a couple just get bucked off. And then we just had some guys that weren't all that competitive, and it gives us plenty to work towards, that's for sure.
Is it something in the Florida water, you think? Maybe something along the lines of there?
Man, I would love to have an excuse, but we just weren't very good. That's the bottom line, and we got to be better this coming weekend. Yeah, you can always find things, but, you know, at the end of the day, we just got to hold ourselves accountable and be better than that.
And speaking of, you know, being better, you had one good ride. Cody Teal scored an 87 on his ride. Give a little context from his ride there.
Yeah, Teal was the bright spot on the weekend. He's a guy that was a world champion in 2012. He's just an old grinder. The guy knows how to work hard every day and do the right things. And I was really proud to see him go out there and get a big ride because he works so hard to be able to have those moments. It was great for the whole team to see that, what it takes to ride at that level.
We mentioned before in this little episode about how teams kind of go through ebbs and flows and your team didn't have the best outing. Do you recall in years past where your team's kind of gone through one of these little ruts and kind of skyrocketed back up to the top?
Absolutely. In 22, the year we won the championship, I mean, the regular season was rough, but you could see some momentum building towards the end of the season. And look, yeah, you don't just throw your hands in the air and give your season away because of one bad weekend. But I do think it's good for the guys to have a little reality check from time to time. And this is bull riding, right? It's never easy. Just because you did really good the day before doesn't mean the next day is going to be any easier. It takes that same kind of effort and that same kind of dedication every time you crawl in the chute on one of these bulls.
And you mentioned, you know, obviously the team didn't play as well as you thought they would. Are you going to possibly change the lineup at all going into next weekend or just keep it the way it is?
Yeah, we've got a little shake up. We definitely do. We actually made a trade yesterday, traded Mason Taylor to the Texas Rattlers in exchange for Cody Jesus. And so two very talented guys, and we're just sending them to different places now. We're getting Jesus and the Rattlers are getting Mason Taylor. And we're really excited to have Jesus join our squad. And we're going to put him off in the leadoff spot, talented left-handed guy. And we're excited for Mason's future with the Texas Rattlers.
Well, all right, Justin, I appreciate you hopping on. If you want to know more about the Nashville Stampede's upcoming competitions, they travel up to Brooklyn, New York this weekend for the Maverick Days, August the 9th and the 10th. If you want to check out more about the Nashville Stampede here in Nashville, the Stampede Days are coming up right around the corner, August the 16th through the 18th at Bridgestone Arena. If you want to get your tickets, you can go to pbr.com or ticketmaster.com. Justin, appreciate the time. Hey, best of luck this weekend, and hopefully the travel's a little bit better than last weekend.
Hey, yeah, thank you, brother. I appreciate you, Nick.